Hello everyone and welcome to a new year. It's been quite a while and I'm just so excited that we've made it to 2021 and that we crossed over. So whoop whoop, because we cannot take it for granted that we went through 2020 and we are here and we're able to still connect. It certainly has been an unprecedented year. Last year was something else for everybody. But that said, we're in a new year and there's new activity, new energy, and we should all be ready to go. But I know not everybody is ready to go because there have been so many things that have knocked us out and things that have happened that we didn't expect. You know, we've had to deal with homeschooling our children, people have lost their jobs, there have been lockdowns, there have been shutdowns, economies have struggled. There's been so many things that haven't gone the way anybody expected, and it's very easy to stay in that place of, you know, lack of energy, and it's very easy to stay in the place of lack, the place of worry and uncertainty, because that's what's going on all around us. Every time I turn on the news, I'm reminded about how there's so much going on in every part of the world that it can almost feel overwhelming, and you can almost think, what am I supposed to do with all of this bad news? But I'm going to give you a secret. Ever since I unlocked my brain to focus on abundance, I literally feel that I have a chemical negative reaction to bad news and to people who just want to talk about the negative, the bad things, what you cannot do, how you don't control this and that, and all of that. You know, that energy that some people can bring, and not because they want to drag you down, but just because they're so concerned and they don't even know how to look up. They just look down or they look straight ahead and they can only talk about what they see directly in front of them. And many times what you see is based on what you're looking at. Does that make sense? What you see, what you consume, is based on what you feed yourself with, your eyes, your mind, your senses. If you're constantly watching bad news, you're constantly watching the news telling you of the number of cases going on around the world, that's all that's going to be vibrating in your system. But if you say, you know what, within all of this context, within all of these challenges, within all of these constraints, there are still things that are going on out there that I can be thankful for. So I really think that, you know, when we're kicking off the year this way, it's easy to just, you know, fall off the high of the first few days of the new year, saying Happy New Year to everybody. After that, it can just become a grind and you're back in trying to just make it work and get ready for school and go to work. And, you know, it's very easy to just get into the flow again. But I really want us to pause. And it's very important we pause at the beginning of a year like this, after we've all struggled through 2020 in some capacity or the other. Everybody was affected somehow. So that's one great thing. For once, everybody globally has been leveled in terms of we all had the same experience to different degrees, of course, but there's no part of the world, at least correct me if I'm wrong, but there's no part of the world that wasn't affected by the pandemic in some capacity. So because we can all agree that we were all affected, now the degrees are obviously different, but that acceptance should help us feel that, you know what, you aren't lost and it's not only you. The only question now is, what are you going to do with all the emotions, all the learning, all the challenges that you've gone through? What are you going to do with that? How are you going to turn it into fuel for your future? How are you going to turn that into a plan for 2021? What do you want to achieve this year? Last year was a lot about reacting and trying to make sense of what was going on. We're still doing that to some extent this year, but I think it's really important that we don't let we've been gifted with another 12 months by God's grace, right? So if we have another 12 months ahead of us, what do you want to do? How would you like to end 2021? Yes, we know we don't control days, we don't control what happens, but what we do control are three things: our mind, our attitude, and our actions. That's something I consistently say. It's like my MAA, you know, I control my mind, I control my attitude, and I control my actions. And because I do that, it's really important that I feed myself with the right things, I surround myself with the right people, and I focus on the things that I want, the things that I can control. Because guess what? There's so much more that you want to control than you think. There's so much more that you can control than you think. So while there's so many things you cannot plan for exactly, there's so much more that you can. So the whole idea for me, really, with this intro and welcoming you to the new year is let's talk about abundance again. Let's bring back that energy of why do we talk about abundance? What is abundance? Can you even be talking about it? And I say yes. Abundance is a mindset. Abundance is a feeling. Abundance is an attitude. And when you have a certain type of attitude, nothing takes it away. It might get a knock here and there. You might find that you're facing a more challenging season than another. But when you have a sense and a mindset of abundance, you see yourself with that picture. This might be a tough time. This might be a more challenging time than I expect. But right away, your attitude kicks in, which is to say, what can I learn through this process? What can I change during this time? What do I need to adjust in my plan so that I can indeed still flow and still get the best out of this period, this season, and this lesson? Life is a mix of lessons, and we're constantly learning until the day we're no longer here. We all pray for that to be a very, very long time. But every day, hour by hour, minute by minute, we're learning something. And life for us and what we see, what we like or we don't like about our life, there are a series of decisions. So, what set of decisions are you making? Are you intentional with the decisions that you make? So, I want us to focus really on that and just pause and ask yourself, how are you feeling at this time? Are you excited about the year? Are you feeling uncertain? Are you uncomfortable? Do you feel guilty? Maybe you're somebody who smashed all your goals in 2020 and you've come into 2021, and maybe you made more money and created more wealth and connection than you ever would have thought last year, but you feel guilty because everybody else seems to be struggling and having negative stories of loss. So you don't feel that you can talk about the wins that you had. So there's some guilt there. Now, I've painted different scenarios, and these are real life stories of different people I've spoken to who are feeling all of this mix of emotions. And the beautiful thing about human life and the beautiful thing about having the right mindset is that there is no emotion in itself that is bad. No emotion in itself is negative. No emotion in itself is should be frowned upon. What I focus on is what you do with that emotion. How exactly do you act based on the way that you're feeling? So you want to acknowledge every single emotion that you feel, no matter what it is, and you want to then deal with it, process it, and realize that that would lead you to how you think, the actions that you take, and the attitude that you have to life and to that particular situation. So when we think about abundance, it really, really starts with your attitude. Your attitude to life, your attitude to experiences, your attitude to challenges, your attitude to lessons, your attitude to news, to people around you, your attitude to everything. And for you to have the right attitude that's going to help unlock an abundant life, you have to start with a gratitude attitude. An attitude of gratitude is the first place to start from. And when you have an attitude of gratitude, you always find a reason to be thankful. I want to teach you a little hack that makes it second nature. Because when you get used to being grateful and to having a grateful attitude, everything seems to fall in line. You wake up every day and you are thankful for another day. The little wins, the big wins, you find that you're thankful for everything. Your lens is kind of wider. If you were to think of wearing glasses, the lens almost seems to be, magnifying glasses, because you are always on the lookout for something to be thankful for in everything, the little, the big, the expected, the unexpected, almost like a child who's always happy and always excited whenever they get anything. Most children are very easy to please, especially in the younger years. They're really easy to please. They're really excited when you give them little things, they're very expressive. I really think it's important that we start to go back to that frame of mind. And especially when things are so tough outside and in the world and in our environment and the news and our leaders are struggling, there's so much going on that's negative. It's important, even more important, I think, that you really develop your attitude of gratitude. And what are some of the things you can do? So the hack I have is every single day you want to write down at least 3 things you're thankful for. You can decide when you want to do it. You can do it first thing in the morning when you wake up, and maybe you're thankful for a good night's sleep and waking up that morning, and maybe something happened the day before that you really want to be thankful for and you want to bring that feeling into the next day. Or you can decide to fill your journal and your gratitude journal at the end of the day. So you sit down and you do a little prayer or meditate and you write down 3 things you're happy for that day just before you go to bed. So either way, you are either ending your day and or starting your day off with an attitude of gratitude, finding something, 3 things you can be thankful for. And believe me, there's always something to be thankful for. Now, this is not about whether it's a big thing, like you bought a house or a car or you bought your dream house or your dream boat. No, it doesn't have to be only big things. It could be as little. If all you have as one of your 3 things is that every day you want to be thankful for the fact that you woke up that morning, that is fine. You know, so because not everybody's here. Not everybody made it into 2021. So let's just start our new year with that in mind. An attitude of gratitude. Abundance is yours. You can design your life for abundance. Abundance is a mindset. Abundance is an attitude. Because of abundance, because of the concept of abundance, rather, there's no limit to what you can have. There's no limit to what you can have. There's no limit to what you can get. There's no limit to how much you can earn. There's no limit to how much love you can get and radiate and give. There's really no limit. So when you think of it that way, look up into the sky sometimes and just bask in the wonderment of the vastness of the world. There's really, really no limit to what you can have. So start from there first and then start to work backwards. All right. Are you struggling with something right now? Are you struggling with childcare or not having enough time? Or maybe you're not able to even get to your goals because you just don't have enough time to even think about the goals. Guess what you can change? The actions that you take. You control that. Nobody does. No matter how difficult, no matter what challenges you're facing, you can make a change bit by bit to make things different for you. Because remember, I said it earlier that your life, how it is now, is based on a series of decisions that you made. Every single person, the life you have now is based on a series of decisions that you made. If you're an adult, it's decisions that you made. Of course, if it's a child, then they are dependent on the decisions that an adult or caregiver in their life is making on their behalf. But life is about a series of decisions. So if you don't like the direction you're headed, you don't like where you currently are, there are certain things you can do to start to make a change. And I know some people are going to say, you don't know what I'm going through. If you knew what I was going through, you know it wouldn't be so easy. I put my hand up and I tell you, I'm not suggesting that it is easy, but do I think everybody can start to make little tweaks and little adjustments in their lives to make a difference? That I firmly believe, and I firmly believe that no matter where you are, what age, where you live, you can start to make little tweaks and little decisions, make different decisions in your life on a daily basis that's going to take you somewhere very different. So I don't know when you're going to be listening to this, but today is January 7th, and this is when I'm recording this first, you know, podcast for 2021. And I think it's really important that we look at the year with an eye of hope and gratitude and abundance and an expectance of abundance, so that you can design your life accordingly. When you want abundance, you seek it, you look for it, you pray for it, you walk in that energy and vibration. It only becomes even more realistic to you, because the longer you focus on a particular thing, that's what's going to show up and magnify in your life. So if you're living a life that says, I can have it all, whatever that means for you, and you then create the life that you want, you make the adjustments you need to make, you are realistic, you're specific, you know, you are honest with yourself, you understand when you need help, you understand that everybody needs support in their lives, nobody can do anything by themselves. But all of this thought patterns need to work together consistently for you to continue to thrive. because we don't want to just survive in 2021. We want to thrive. I don't know about you, but I'm tired of just surviving. And 2020 was, oh my goodness, for most people, it was just a year of, can we just survive? Can we just get through this? Right? But nobody does well by operating from almost empty. Right? You need to be in an overflow state so that your life can be blessed and you can bless other people as well. So even if you feel, oh, I don't want to, my abundance is not about money, that's fine. Everybody's story of abundance is different. But guess what? When you have so much, you know, think of abundance as like a water hose. If you fill a tub, eventually that water is going to overflow onto the floor. In that case, it's going to cause some damage because then you have to mop and clean up. But here we're talking about it, you know, we want to use that same analogy to think about your life when it's in overflow. That means you have so much that you have so much more to give. And that giving is not just wealth. It's your time, your experiences, your skill set, and a word of encouragement, a word of prayer. You know, you want to start thinking about abundance that way, that it's a mix of so much goodness. And you have so much goodness inside of you, you have enough to give out. So let's keep that in mind as we go into 2021. What are your goals? What do you want to achieve? Write them down. Don't make it a laundry list, because that's sometimes what causes the challenge and not being able to achieve any goals. But look over last year, take stock. What did you want to achieve and what changed? Because last year really came out of nowhere and a lot of people had to react. But now we want to talk about, let's stop reacting and let's start being proactive. So what are the things you want to achieve this year? Maybe you want to have 1, 2, 3 main goals for the year. And then, of course, you're going to have the sub-activities, sub-goals under that. And it could be anything. Really, abundance for me, I don't even want to tie it to one area, because it could be anything for everybody. It could be 1 or 2 areas. It could be all areas you need to work on at the same time. But you want to be realistic, but risky enough so that at least the goal excites you. Because if it doesn't excite you, you're probably not really going to do it. And it has to be a goal that you control, not somebody else's desire for you. So everyone, thank you for tuning in and listening. And I'm so excited to be kicking off this year with everybody and to have our Heart of Abundance on and to know that we can do it and we're going to achieve it and we're going to design our lives for abundance. I'm launching a VIP coaching group for just 12 women who want to take control of their lives. I want to design their lives for abundance. I'm keeping it to 12 so that it's intimate. We can get through our goals, and it's kicking off in February. So if you're interested, I am going to send you to my personal page at Yeti Williams on Instagram. I'm going to put the notes in the podcast notes. And if you're interested, just click on that, fill the form, and I'm going to start admitting people into that group very soon. We're kicking off in February. And honestly, I picked February because I feel like in the new year, everybody's still trying to get off the high of making it into the new year. Happy New Year, Happy New Year. Setting some goals, setting some resolutions. February starts to become the month that you start to say, all right, you know, let me make a sense of all the plans that I have and how am I going to actually achieve it. And one of the things that I have found that has made me the most successful is actually surrounding myself with people who push me, people who are headed in the same direction and who want more, even more than I do. So when you're with people like that, they're going to only pull you up. But if you spend your time with those who only share the doom and gloom, it's going to suck your energy. So you decide where you want to spend your time. And I really believe that everybody needs to work with people in their network that helps them to take them further. So thanks for tuning in. As always, check me out at Yeti Williams on Instagram. Or for my parenting handle is @LagosMoms. Either way, you find me. Have a lovely day.